Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, October 17th. Stick to routine. The moon is void, of course, from yesterday until she enters Sagittarius at 5:26 p.m. Wednesday afternoon. Caution lights stay up as Luna then squares dreamy Neptune at 6:17 p.m. All right. A clearing trend follows, and green lights come back on once the moon gets past this square. The reason we're having these long void-of-course cycles now is that four and often five planets are sitting in the very early degrees of a new sign that they've just entered over the last few months or years. This grouping leaves a lot of room in the rest of the sign for the moon to get lost in, and then she turns void-of-course. More of these long VC periods are ahead, and continue for months and months. If your birthday is this week, all right, October 14th through the 20th, the recent new moon in your sign points to a year of new beginnings and an excellent year ahead to make major changes in your life, Libra. Your new solar return echoes that idea as you have aggressive Mars in trine to innovative Uranus in this chart of your new year. This pair rewards your unique contributions and ideas in the months ahead. Moreover, Mercury in Scorpio in your new solar return lines up in harmony with Venus in Virgo. This alignment usually brings good news. Ask for what you want, Libra. What would be ideal? Just don't go overboard in your spending, chocolate habit, and expectations as your ruler, Venus, squares overconfident Jupiter in this new solar return. This is a lazy pair. You could gently glide through the days ahead and enjoy the scenery and miss out on making a dream come true in your life, Libra. You will not pass this way again, and times have changed. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Welcome to Seeing Beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen, your host, and we've got Lynn McGonigal back on the airwaves with us. So great to have her join us on Seeing Beyond. She's the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, or she calls it LHM. And the interesting thing is that higher dimension healers taught Lynn the system of angelically guided energy healing in a process that was triggered by her brother's death in January of 1990. LHM drew Lynn out of her first successful career as a partner in a public accounting firm and into the healing arts. To date, she has invested 22 years, you heard me correctly, 22 years in training with higher dimension healing beings, 12 years in practicing LHM full-time with thousands of clients, and 5 years in teaching the method to others. The good news is that she's coming out here to our listening area, and we'll be telling you about that. And the other good news is that if you want to hear her complete story of how all of this came into being, you can go to our archives at seeingbeyond.com. Go to her last show with us, which was 9 to 10 a.m. Saturday, September 22nd, and you can hear the story in its entirety. Believe me, it is so interesting, so inspiring, and so important for these times. Lynn McGonigal, it's so good to have you back on Seeing Beyond. Welcome.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's really good to be here again.
We're going to be letting our listeners know about how they can learn your method of healing and where you'll be and all of that. But first of all, you know, I was thinking about the fact that Esther Hicks and Abraham, Byron Katie and others teach that the universe is founded on love. And, of course, you do also. Is your method similar or different from theirs?
That's a great question. Here's the thing, Bonnie, is that truth is truth. The truth is the universe is founded on love. And so any good teacher is going to be teaching that. You see, everybody is going to be teaching that. And then the question is how. We each have our own role, our own slice of the pie. As we each do our part, the world transforms. So for me, what I have been given, my slice of the pie, is the Lightworkers Healing Method, which is an angelically guided system of energy healing. They are, in effect, effective energy tools. This system of healing is a series of successful access points, energy access points, and energy skills. So these are tools that people can work with to prove it to themselves that the universe is not only founded on love, but is made of love through and through and through. The more we are vessels for higher dimension healers, we see how time and again, person after person, situation after situation, the universe steps up and supports people with their stuff, their difficult challenges of life. We really realize it's true. The universe loves us and it has our backs, and we can't possibly be the one exception to that rule. You see, there's nothing like sitting in a front row seat for a show of multidimensional healing to prove it to ourselves. The universe is made of love.
Well, I am so happy to hear your words, and especially during these really challenging times of 2012. Lynn, you are the founder and teaching channel of what is called the Lightworkers Healing Method. You shorten it to LHM. And I know it's hard to define terms here. It's easier just maybe to demonstrate it. And we will be doing that, by the way, Seeing Beyond listeners. The last segment of this hour, Lynn is going to treat us to an energy transmission. But if you were going to put this into words, if you were going to define this, Lynn, what is the Lightworkers Healing Method, or LHM?
Fabulous. Here's how I would explain it. I would say first, we're all spiritual beings, which means energetic beings having a human experience. This is something that most people who are listening to us today have heard. We don't come into our body on a whim. Our souls all have a plan for our lives before we're born. And then we're born, things are harder than we thought they would be. We get pulled off track. Almost always, we're pulled off track to some degree or another. That's when our lives start to have challenges that don't resolve, situations that don't work in one way or another. We get sick, our relationships are a challenge, we struggle with finances, our emotional state, you know, we could be depressed or unhappy. There's so many people really unhappy in this world. And so that's a signal something's wrong. We aren't living the lives we came here to live. So with the Lightworkers Healing Method, we learn how to align with higher dimensional beings to help people come back into alignment with their soul's plan for the lives that they're living. And as they do that, situations resolve. We work with the guides and the angels and with past lives and future lives to heal the present moment. We're eternal beings on an eternal growth path. All time is now. There are truly no limits. Everything is possible, and we work in that zone and with that awareness to create healing and change for the individuals.
Well,
it's
and
a
I love
skill,
the fact,
not a gift.
You know, I love the fact, Lynn, that you're going to be in our listening area, and this is really the last call for Seeing Beyond listeners. You've been on several months in a row talking about this, but you're going to be at the Institute of Noetic Sciences Retreat Center. It's here in the Bay Area. Level 1 is going to be taking place November 3 and 4. How are you going to be introducing and teaching this method when you're at Noetic Sciences?
Well, Bonnie, we're going to follow our standard curriculum. It's a progressive curriculum of experiential weekend workshops. You can't jump in the middle of the series. You have to have the foundational class before you take the second class and have one and two before you take three, etc. But in the first weekend, November 3rd and 4th, we work first and foremost with the energy alignment, with how to, in fact, become one with our subjects, releasing the illusion of separateness. And when we do that, we free up our intuitive channels to point straight up to the guides where all the answers are. We connect into that clear space above the astral planes, above the clouds, where the sun is always shining, and let the light flow through us. And as we do that, healing occurs. So the first day of the first class is almost entirely devoted to that alignment, how to create the sacred space, how to merge, how to come into alignment, why it's safe, how it's safe, and how to close, create a sacred seal. The second day, we work with self-care as a healer. This is a big deal. Many people with beautiful hearts and lovely energy come into the healing arts and burn out because they don't know how to manage their energy bodies. So we teach this, self-care as a healer. And then, of course, we move into practicing, because discussion is all well and good, but practicing is how we learn. And so in the classes, we have a series of cycles where we discuss a topic, and then we have an experiential exercise in which I talk people through it. We have an energy transmission which supports the learning process. And then we pair up. Well, and then there's a demonstration in there, a demonstration of techniques, so people can see what it is that they're getting ready to practice. And then we pair up and practice. Our teaching team supports people as they practice, and so they can get feedback as they're going to learn how to do it better.
Well, I just love the fact that not only have you learned to do this yourself, Lynn, but that you're able to teach it and teach it to Seeing Beyond listeners and in the very near future. That's right. Lynn McGonigal will be at the Institute of Noetic Sciences Retreat Center in the Bay Area teaching Level 1 November 3rd and 4th, and that includes channeling guides, angels, light beings, and divine healing energy, working with subtle energy, creating sacred space for healing sessions and for your life, and self-care techniques so healing work strengthens rather than drains you. Now listen up, Seeing Beyond listeners. There's more good news. One of you lucky Seeing Beyond listeners will be able to attend the upcoming Level 1 class at the Institute of Noetic Sciences in the Bay Area, November 3rd and 4th, absolutely free. Mm-hmm. You heard me. Absolutely free. All you need to do is call the Lightworkers Healing Method at 941-238-8488 before noon Pacific time on Monday, October 22nd to be entered in the drawing. And then they are going to contact both the winner and Seeing Beyond that afternoon, so we'll all know who that person is. So let me put that number out again. There's going to be a drawing. The winner will get one entrance into this workshop, Level 1, November 3rd and 4th, at the Noetic Sciences Retreat Center in the Bay Area. Here's the number again, 941-238-8488, 941-238-8488. So don't hesitate. This is the time to call right now and possibly be one of the winners. And by the way, if you want to find out more about Lynn McGonigal and her work, you can go to lightworkersmethod.com, or as I said before, we've archived her other programs with us. The last one was on Saturday, September 22nd, 9 to 10 a.m. So be sure and go to the archives and hear what Lynn says about how she used the tragedy of her brother's death to not only open up her own life, but open up this healing method for you and others. We've got more. Stay with us. As I promise you, we will be seeing beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen. Anybody who your soul wants you to be? Healing practitioners and spiritual seekers alike can learn the Lightworkers Healing Method, an angelically guided energy healing system with the exceptional goal of aligning us with our soul's life plan. Everything from financial issues to depression, chronic pain, and incurable diseases can all be healed. On November 3rd and 4th at the Institute of Noetic Sciences Retreat Center, Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, will support a group through the first steps of learning this unique and powerful system. This is a teachable, learnable skill. Discover what you're truly capable of. Hasn't your soul waited long enough?
This weekend at East West Bookstore in Mountain View, Kane Carroll shares his tried and true method for naturally healing neck and shoulder pain with a Friday talk and Saturday workshop. His simple movements and techniques will reduce repetitive stress and relieve chronic tension. Then Master Peggy Werner begins an ongoing series of events on soul power with a free introduction Saturday night, followed by a Sunday workshop on developing the power of your soul. There will be additional talks and workshops in this series in November and December. Find out more at eastwest.com.
Welcome back. I'm Bonnie Colleen here with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of Lightworkers Healing Method, or LHM as she calls it. LHM has an exceptional goal for an energy healing modality, simply to align us with our soul's life purpose. Isn't that what we're all really here to do anyway? Align us with our soul's life purpose. As spiritual beings having a human experience, our souls all have plans for our lives. With the help of guides and angels, we can realign with those plans so that diseases and disharmonies resolve, and we can live the lives we came here to live. LHM can improve any aspect of life and return us to our natural state of joy and fulfillment with loving relationships and vibrant health and finances. As Lynn says, we are eternal beings on eternal growth paths. All time is now, so everything is possible. Well, Lynn, again, welcome back to Seeing Beyond. You know, I know that we all have this dilemma here of wanting to have the best in life, to perhaps even have some control over life. So how do we achieve, I guess I'd call it the balance between acting and allowing, between controlling and letting go?
Yes, that's the secret to life, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? Seriously, we go to school, and even in our families, we're taught that we need to be in control all the time. And you know what? Sometimes it's just not the way to be.
No. I think of it as an act sandwich. We start with allowing, and then we move into action, and then we end with allowing. And here's what I mean by that. The first point is a balance between us and Source. Not what our conscious mind wants, but what our soul has already planned. You see, our soul has a plan for our lives. And if we're really hard set against our original life plan, our stated soul level life plan, life is going to be a struggle for us. So the very first step is aligning first with what our soul has already committed to, rather than attempting to change it. When we're imposing our will at the very outset, nothing goes right from that point on. So we begin by allowing, saying, all right, what was it I wanted to do? Let me refresh my memory, so to speak. What was it I intended to do with this life? And then the second step is to take action to accomplish that plan. And here we just give it all out effort, 100% effort to try and accomplish that plan, but with no attachment to the result. All out effort, no attachment to result. I will do my very, very best, and it may not work. But on the other hand, it might work. The thing is, when we get so attached to outcomes, then we're squelching our ability to allow the divine to flow through us. So the serenity prayer, courage to change the things we can and serenity to accept the things we can't and the wisdom to know the difference, is so important. So we begin by allowing, in effect, aligning with the divine plan. And then we move into action, 100% all-out effort, doing our best to make it happen, and then allowing the result, beginning and ending with allowing, the act, acting in the middle, the act sandwich. I hope that made sense.
It not only makes sense, it's so original and it's so concrete. I really like the way that you paint the picture here so that we get it. Well, then, obviously, you're on an accelerated spiritual growth path. What advice do you have for others who aspire to do this as well, as certainly so many Seeing Beyond listeners do?
My friends, here's the thing. If our plan doesn't inspire us, that's not really our plan. Our soul plan inspires us, and what's more, it terrifies us because it's calling us to measure up, to step into our greatest good. If what you're thinking about doing with your life inspires you and terrifies you at the same time, chances are really good you're thinking about your life path. So don't let that terror confuse you. So often people get afraid and then they think that means they aren't supposed to do whatever it is that's scaring them. But think about what growth means. Growth means change. Change is scary. So if you want to grow fast, that means a lot of change in a short time, which means terrifying, right? Mm-hmm. So don't let fear confuse you. Whatever the very scariest thing is on your to-do list, do it right now. And then do the next scariest thing, and then the next scariest thing, and then the next scariest thing. And then one day, something amazing will happen. You'll wake up and you'll look at your to-do list and there isn't anything on there that really scares you. There are things that you know would have scared you in the past, but the fear is just a memory. So that's the first thing. Don't let fear confuse you. And then the second thing is, don't be afraid of making mistakes. There's nothing wrong with making a mistake. How else could we possibly learn and grow? Instead of asking for things to go perfectly, ask for the right number of things to go wrong so that you can learn and grow. Not so many things going wrong that it's overwhelming, but enough things that you can learn and grow. Once we become okay with making mistakes, once we realize mistakes are good, not bad, then we can stop trying to pretend that nothing went wrong. And as soon as we stop trying to deny our mistakes, then we're empowering ourselves to learn and grow. So first thing, don't let fear confuse you. And the second thing, don't be afraid of making mistakes. And then, my friends, don't think that you get to decide with your conscious mind what your life is for. I tried that. That's what got me into my disability, my illness. We don't get to decide that, friends. Our soul already decided. It already signed on the line. We already committed to the plan. That decision was made. Instead of fighting the plan, do your best to find it. What does inspire you? What does terrify you? And then go for it like a heat-seeking missile.
When we realize, Lynn, that we've made a mistake, and let's face it, we're human, we do, what is the best response?
Right. In this society, there's all this training from almost the moment, well, certainly from kindergarten on, that we shouldn't make mistakes, right? We get points off in school for making mistakes. But the point is, if we're not stretching ourselves, that's the only time we don't make mistakes. As soon as we begin to stretch ourselves, mistakes start to happen. So when we realize we made a mistake, first thing is we can be grateful that we noticed the mistake rather than sad that it happened. There's nothing wrong with making the mistake. We can let the story go that there's something wrong with making a mistake. And secondly, there's something that we can always do to change the energy of the situation. All time is really now. The energy of that mistake, quote-unquote, is still right there on the table in front of us, but it doesn't have to be that way. We can use the tools that we teach here. We're teaching energy-shifting tools to connect through space-time with that mistake and make it right. Make it right, correct our errors, and correct our omissions, things that we left out that we should have done and things that we did wrong. Divine presence can come in and do that for us when our intention is pure and we ask for these mistakes to be corrected and errors and omissions to be included. It is done for us. So if you notice you're feeling badly about a mistake, use the opportunity to find and heal the root cause. Find what's really going on. Often, and it's really tempting to say always, there's some past life roots and layers to the situations. Anytime there's a situation that's really intense, chances are it hasn't begun in the current life. It began long, long ago, which is why it feels so intense to us. So if you're having a big, bad reaction to making a mistake, sit with those feelings and notice them and use the powerful energy tools that we can learn in the Lightworkers Healing Method. Lovingly draw out those roots of the trauma and the mistakes. Ask the angels and light beings to help you release what's going on. Heal it. All time is now. We're eternal beings on an eternal growth path. We can heal our errors.
Lynn, it's so great to have you back here on Seeing Beyond. And again, Lynn is coming out to our Seeing Beyond listening area for a class. That's right. It's going to be at the Institute of Noetic Sciences Retreat Center in the Bay Area, Level 1. She's actually going to be teaching this method November 3rd and 4th. And she's got a fascinating contest for you Seeing Beyond listeners. Here it is. One lucky Seeing Beyond listener will be able to attend the upcoming Level 1 class absolutely free of charge. All you need to do is call the Light Workers Healing Method at 941-238-8488 before noon Pacific time this Monday, October 22nd, and then you're going to be entered in the drawing. Then they will contact both the winner and Seeing Beyond that afternoon, so we'll all know who that person is. So here's that important number again to be in the drawing. And again, you have to do it before noon this Monday, October 22nd, 941-238-8488, 941-238-8488. And by the way, if you want to experience this healing method, they have one LHM certified practitioner in the San Francisco Bay Area, and she will give the first three Seeing Beyond listeners one free LHM healing session. Experience this method for yourself. Lucy Belknap can be reached by phone at 510-847-8393. That's 510-847-8393. We've got so much more. I hope you can stay with us. As I promise you, we will continue to see beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen. Healing practitioners and spiritual seekers alike can learn the Lightworkers Healing Method, an angelically guided energy healing system with the exceptional goal of aligning us with our soul's life plan. Everything from financial issues to depression, chronic pain, and incurable diseases can all be healed. On November 3rd and 4th at the Institute of Noetic Sciences Retreat Center, Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, will support a group through the first steps of learning this unique and powerful system. This is a teachable, learnable skill. Discover what you're truly capable of. Hasn't your soul waited long enough?
Too often, health care becomes disease care. But what if you had the tools to heal yourself, your loved ones, and the planet, and the knowledge to use those tools? Tune in every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. to The Road Less Traveled, where you will meet cutting-edge, innovative practitioners who are committed to supporting your quest for total health. Join your hosts, David Stouter and Elise Marie Kirk, at our new time, Thursdays at 6 a.m., right here on KEST 1450 and on the web at trltradio.com.
We're here with Lynn McGonigal. She's the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, or she calls it LHM. You know, professional practitioners of many healing modalities have given their practice a new dimension by incorporating this work. They have found that their clients experience deeper, lasting life changes. LHM includes a practical self-care program so the practitioner is energized and simultaneously healed by healing others. So that's great, isn't it? Instead of being drained, we're actually healing ourselves while we're healing others. Lynn, I mentioned that we're talking to you in 2012. We've all been looking forward to this pivotal year. But there's a lot of angst out there. There are a lot of people who are going through stuff right now. Do you have any words for those who might feel, should I say, hopeless?
Yes, I understand this. I hear this over and over again. And the first thing that I would say is, my friends, There is divine help here for all of us, for every single one of us in every single moment. It truly is here for all of us. And so we're not the one exception in all the universe. That rule holds fast. There is divine help. My guides explain it this way. There's unlimited grace. Consider that you're issued a huge stack of cards at the start of your life, and every time you need grace, you can just play a card. Like in a card game, you just play a card, and it's a grace card. You play it by holding it up to your guides and saying, need some grace here. But just as in a card game, when you play a card, there's no argument. The card stands on its own. We don't have to plead when we play an ace. That's an ace. And so these grace cards are that way. They have this power to call grace into our lives. And there is an unlimited supply of these grace cards. If we somehow manage to go through our entire deck, we can simply go over to that window over there and get a whole new deck of grace cards. And once again, we have this huge stack of grace cards. So that's the first thing, my friends, is to just remember grace is here for each of us in every moment. We have to ask for it. We have to play the grace card sometimes. Sometimes the grace does not come without that. And if we're feeling hopeless, it seems to be one of those situations, right? So play a grace card. And then the second thing is this. Every single situation in life has gifts. It doesn't matter how challenging the situation feels in the moment. As a matter of fact, the more difficult it is, the greater the gift is that's hidden in it. The challenge is the box that the gift is inside of. If the box looks big, the big challenge, there's a big gift inside of it. And so look for the gift in that very situation that's in front of you right now that you're interpreting as being so bad that you're actually feeling hopeless. There's a huge, huge gift in it. We're eternal beings on an eternal growth path. Everything is possible. You can do it. It's all about having the tools at your disposal to create the change in your lives. We teach these tools. They're learnable. You can do it. You can do it.
I love that encouragement. Speaking of encouragement, Lynn, which teachers have inspired you the most and why?
One of my students asked me this question on Friday, and so I have been thinking about it all weekend long. And I don't mean to discount all the other wonderful people who I have learned things from, but who has inspired me the most is Thich Nhat Hanh. He has so much peace and so much compassion and so much gentle strength. He has such consistency in his message. Decade after decade after decade, he says the same thing. Plus, his personal story is so compelling. He was the Buddhist representative to the Paris Peace Talks back during the Vietnam War era. He's Vietnamese. He was in Paris for those peace talks when he took the flight back home, returning from this beautiful mission, this service to humanity. His country refused to let him back in. He was exiled. Think what that must have felt like. But he didn't let that embitter him. He turned around and went to France, and which was the country he had came from. You know, he just got back on the plane. And then has created this legacy of peace and inspiration for the world. What a teacher. What an example. How the rest of the world reacts to us doesn't really matter. It's always just between us and Source. And he sets that beautiful example.
That is beautiful. Well, what is your ultimate goal, Lynn?
Well, my personal goal is just to follow my guides' instructions, because I know that they are keeping me on my soul path. My guides will never lead me wrong, just like no one's guides ever lead them wrong. Everybody's guides are always deeply engaged in trying to encourage them to live their soul plan. And so my personal goal is just to live my soul plan, and that means to follow my guides' instructions to the very best of my abilities. And it does seem as if that plan includes teaching the Lightworkers Healing Method with its purpose of bringing people into alignment with their own individual soul plans. So our mission here at LHM is to help everyone we come in contact with discover and live their own individual missions, whatever those are. And here's where that's leading, and maybe this is what your question is getting at, Bonnie. When a critical mass of people is living their soul plan, by law of attraction, more and more people will then be drawn into also living their own soul plans, whatever those are, until an avalanche of living our soul plans occurs, and then the entire world comes into alignment with the overall divine plan. So really, really, our mission here is to manifest the divine plan here on Earth. And of course we don't do that alone. Of course we intersect with Esther Hicks and Abraham and Byron Katie and Thich Nhat Hanh and the Dalai Lama and Mother Teresa and all the people around the world who are doing their part or have done their part. But this is our part.
You speak so deeply, so profoundly. Where do you see yourself and LHM, let's say, in a year, Lynn?
Well, this is a really great question, and I don't know the answer to it, but my interpretation is that I'm continuing to teach this healing art to more and more people. And everyone who learns this art absolutely loves it. People who are practicing it love it because they're being healed too. They're coming into alignment with their soul plans too. The clients love it. So it makes sense to believe that as it becomes better and better known, it will spread more and more quickly. I know it's all a matter of making contacts with the right people. That's the key. That's always the key. And when LHM comes to the attention of the right people, then miracles happen.
I'm absolutely sure that's true. What do you see as your most important accomplishment so far?
Here's the thing, Bonnie. My mission is to help the people around me find and live their own missions, their own soul plans. So for me, it's about watching my children first and my students who I love just like they were my children, even though some of them are older, so I know it doesn't make sense. But it's that same feeling of love, that same quality of love that I have for my children. And when I watch them coming into alignment with their own plans and living their own lives and being who they really are at their souls, wow, there just isn't anything better than that. That's just the most joyful experience. I can't think of anything more important than that.
Well, it's just so great having you here on the air with us. And when we come back from this next break, Lynn is going to honor us with doing an energy transmission. And we'll be talking about that just briefly at the beginning of the segment. It'll take about the entire segment, so I hope you can find yourself in a place where you can just be. If you're driving in your car and you can pull over, I suggest that. Perhaps take your phone off the hook and close your door and just be able to be with us. Lynn is going to be here in our listening area, and it's coming right up at the Institute of Noetic Sciences Retreat Center in the Bay Area. Level 1 is November 3rd and 4th. It includes channeling guides, angels, light beings, and divine healing energy, working with subtle energy, creating sacred space for healing sessions and for your life, self-care techniques so healing work strengthens rather than drains you. And one lucky Seeing Beyond listener will be able to attend the upcoming Level 1 class absolutely free. That's right. Call the Lightworkers Healing Method at 941-238-8488 before noon Pacific time, Monday, October 22nd, and you'll be entered into a drawing. Then they're going to contact both the winner and Seeing Beyond that afternoon, so we'll know who the person is. Here's that important number again, 941-238-8488, 941-238-8488. By the way, Lynn's website is lightworkersmethod.com, and there is one practitioner in the entire San Francisco Bay Area that is certified by LHM. Her name is Lucy Belknap, and she is offering the first three Seeing Beyond listeners one free LHM healing session. Experience this method for yourself. Lucy can be reached by phone at 510-847-8393, 510-847-8393. All righty, there's a lot of information here, but I want you to get ready to fully be, to relax, to be, and to receive the energy transmission. That will be next right here on Seeing Beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen. Practitioners and spiritual seekers alike can learn the Lightworkers Healing Method, an angelically guided energy healing system with the exceptional goal of aligning us with our soul's life plan. Everything from financial issues to depression, chronic pain, and incurable diseases can all be healed. On November 3rd and 4th at the Institute of Noetic Sciences Retreat Center, Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, will support a group through the first steps of learning this unique and powerful system. This is a teachable, learnable skill. Discover what you're truly capable of. Hasn't your soul waited long enough? Slow down, relax, be peaceful. Go to sandraspianomeditation.com to purchase CDs or download this exquisitely beautiful music. Read the testimonies of listeners who have benefited from this relaxing music. Go to sandraspianomeditation.com to hear and learn more. Or call 510-852-4894 for a private piano meditation session in your home. That's 510-852-4894. McGonigal. She's the founder and teaching channel of Lightworkers Healing Method. She calls it LHM. LHM's mission is to help everyone on Earth find and live their soul's plan. As we each do our part, the world transforms. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Lynn is coming to the Bay Area in just a few weeks. She will be teaching this unique and powerful healing art at the Institute of Noetic Sciences Retreat Center. Level 1 is November 3rd and 4th. Level 2, December 1st and 2nd. There are just a few spots still available, so you can register at lightworkersmethod.com. You won't want to miss this chance. lightworkersmethod.com. Okay, Lynn, we're going to be taking about the next, 10 minutes to do this channeling, this transmission. What would you call it? How would you describe it? And how should our Seeing Beyond listeners get prepared and be receptive for it?
What I actually do is request the transmission. I am just I'm requesting it on behalf of all of us. We'll do a little preparatory process that we call the opening process. It's how we begin all of our healing sessions and all of our classes. It prepares our energy bodies to receive. And then I'll make the request for transmission, and the higher dimension beings send the transmission. I certainly don't do that. And then we'll use the closing process, which we use to close all our healing sessions and all our classes, to create a sacred seal. So, Bonnie, my request would be that you give me a three-minute warning. Tell me when I only have 3 minutes left.
Okay.
Because I get into it, and I have no idea what time it is.
Okay, well, I'll hate to do that, but in radio, I know time doesn't exist, but it does on radio, unfortunately.
It does.
Yeah. All right, we are ready.
Okay, fabulous. So, friends, close your eyes if you can. It helps us to draw our focus inward. So if you're in a place that you can close your eyes, go ahead and do that right now. And just for a moment, Coughing is a sign of energy shifting. I want to explain that. So I started to tune in to all of you, and the energy shifted, so my body coughed. It's a common signal of energy shifting. So if you cough a lot, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're sick. It might just mean you're energy sensitive. So draw the focus into your body. Notice if there's any pain or tightness, pressure or discomfort, just breathe into it with love. Pain is just a messenger. It's just your body trying to tell you something. So rather than pushing it away or hardening against it, breathe into it with love. Hello, message. I notice that you're here. Sometimes just that momentary focus is all it needs in order to release, and sometimes it needs more. So if this particular discomfort needs more, make a date and come back to it. Make a promise, maybe at the end of the show, maybe at the end of the day, but come back to it and give it the attention it needs. But for now, friends, draw your focus into your heart chakra, which is centered in your chest, but much larger than you probably think of it. I've never met anyone whose chakras are smaller than at least a hula hoop size in diameter. And for most of the listeners right now, it feels as if your chakras are almost as big as outstretched fingertip to outstretched fingertip. So you can wave your straight arms around up above your head and out to the sides and get some kind of sense of how big your heart chakra actually is. And now let's take that fullness of the heart chakra and align it with universal presence. And I'll start to draw light and love from universal source straight into the front of the heart, filling the chakra so full of love. It bulges and expands and exhales out the back in a river of love. And now there's a river of love flowing through us and around us from front to back, front to back, front to back. Letting our focus go out the back now, connecting to that element of divine presence you're most personally comfortable with. Maybe Christ consciousness, maybe Buddha nature, maybe nature, maybe something else entirely. Drawing that into the back of the heart chakra, once again, filling it so full of love, it bulges and expands and exhales out the front. And now the river of love is flowing in the back and out the front, in the back and out the front, flowing through us and around us, through us and through our lives, letting that river flow back to front and front to back, creating turbulence, clearing and cleansing the heart chakra, feeling it clear. Now, let's draw the focus to the feet and through the feet, connecting into divine planetary energies and drawing up from the very center of the planet now, Father Earth and Mother Earth energies, drawing these through us and around us in a river of love, at least as wide as outstretched fingertip to outstretched fingertip, letting this river flow from the center of the planet to the center of the universe, through us and around us, through us and through our lives, and knowing that there's always more we can do to straighten up our energy bodies, and our energy bodies should actually be strong, straight pillars of light. We'll just draw up our energy bodies even more straight, and as we do that, let your focus drift up to the crown of your head. There it goes, and through the crown, connecting into source energy now, that pool of healing frequencies, that rainbow of healing frequencies. I'll start to draw in all the healing frequencies we currently have access to, all that we have ever had access to in any lifetime, all that we will ever have access to in any lifetime, drawing these through us and around us now in a downward flowing river of love, letting that river now flow sky to earth, from the center of the universe to the center of the planet, through us and around us, through us and through our lives. Now I'm swishing that river top to bottom and bottom to top, creating turbulence into the entire pillar of light, clearing and cleansing the energy body. Now I'll draw the focus to the intersection area of heart chakra and vertical channels, letting it build a critical mass of love, and instantly it expands into a huge bubble of light and love, creating safe, sacred, private, healing, growing space for us to do our work in right now. I'm noticing the outside of the bubble, how strong and light and bright it is, how resilient it is. It's made of love and crackling with electricity. It's really clear that only beings that we invite in can join us. This is private, sacred, healing space. I'm asking for all of our guides and the angels and the healing light beings to join us. Well, I'm asking for permission to do this transmission today, guidance, support, protection in the process. I'm noticing this vortex of divine light that's spinning around us like a white tornado of love, taking away everything that we're letting go of the moment we're letting go, so that inside of our bubble of light, it's continually sacred, clear, clean space. And right down the center of this vortex of love, there's flowing a river of love, a waterfall of divine love. The living water is flowing through us and around us, puddling on the floor around our feet, creating perfect foundation for healing, a foundation of love. And now I'm going to ask on all our behalf to the guides and angels for them to open the channels wide between us and them, open the channels wide to our own guides and angels, and of course to that ultimate source of life and love. And I'm asking them to clear any blockages or resistance that we might have that might limit our ability to receive the gifts and the blessings, and to draw each of us into full optimal alignment with you, with source, the guides, the angels, and the light beings, and to perfectly prepare our energy bodies right now to receive the gifts, the healings, the guidance, the blessings. And now, please give each of us that which is in accordance with the divine plan for us as individuals. Give each of us whatever healing we're open to receive right now. Give us all other gifts and assistance that are in our highest and best good. Help us to release any mistaken or limiting beliefs that we're holding on to. Help us to deeply know there are truly no limits. Give us whatever we each need to open wide to divine flow. Open our second senses so we can clearly perceive the subtle energies of the higher dimensions. Realign our intuitive channels as much as we allow to point straight up to the higher dimensions for love, for guidance, for support, for healing. Open and align our second senses so we can clearly distinguish yes from no in the guidance that comes from above. Clear our physical bodies, clear our mental bodies, clear our emotional bodies and our spiritual bodies so we can receive the continual stream of divine help and healing that's here for all of us. I'm asking for each of us to be given whatever we need to know that our guides are real and that they love us. I'm asking for each of us to be given whatever we need to be able to trust our guides. And please give each of us that which pulls us forward on our divine path, that optimal and personal future for us. And help us optimally integrate and anchor the gifts, the awarenesses, and the healings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Normally I'd repeat this, but I'm afraid that we'll run out of time.
So no, I was just about to give you your two-minute warning.
How fabulous.
How intuitive.
Yes. So first let's ask for any errors that happen to be corrected. This is our closing process. We begin it by asking for errors to be corrected and omissions to be included and things that were done poorly to be done well and everything done well to be made divinely perfect. And knowing that energy is always commingling, I'm asking for all of our energy to be brought exactly back to us, my energy back to me, everyone else's energy back to them, sorting out the energy of the world right now, and may we all be perfectly grounded and stabilized. Now, sometimes headachy moments can happen because there's a lot of energy flowing through, so you can take your hands and literally pull the energy away from your head like you're turning a normal hat into a sombrero, or pull the energy up like you're turning a normal hat into a Dr. Seuss hat. Pulling the energy away from the head and neck, taking it out to the margins of your pillar of light, should release that tight, headachy feeling immediately. And if you're feeling queasy or just strange, that's a signal of lack of grounding. So we do the same. We focus downward, downward, and then push the energy away from our feet, down into the planet and out into the margins of our pillar of light. We're not trying to get rid of the energy. We're just putting it on the outer edges of our pillar of light so that it can stabilize us rather than make us uncomfortable by pressing us here in the center.
Thank you. So
much, Lynn McGonigal. Again, you can find out more about her and her work at lightworkersmethod.com. That's also where you can register for the upcoming weekend classes, Level 1, November 3rd and 4th, Level 2, December 1st and 2nd, both at the Institute of Noetic Sciences Retreat Center in the Bay Area. Again, more information at lightworkersmethod.com. But here's the really exciting news. One lucky Sing Beyond listener will be able to attend the upcoming Level 1 class absolutely free. That's the Level 1 class, November 3rd and 4th, absolutely free. Now, here's what you do. You call the Lightworkers Healing Method at 941-238-8488 before noon Pacific time on Monday, October 22nd. You'll be entered into a drawing, and they will contact both the winner and Seeing Beyond that afternoon, so we'll know who that person is. Again, that important number to call, and it must be before Monday at noon, call 941-238-8488, 941-238-8488. And if that weren't enough, listen to this. A woman named Lucy Belknap is the only San Francisco Bay Area LHM certified practitioner, and she's offering to give the first three of you Seeing Beyond listeners one free LHM healing session. You're invited to experience this method for yourself, and Lucy can be reached by phone at 510-847-8393, 510-847-8393. Lynn, as always, it's been so great talking with you. Thank you so much for having been here, and especially for that energy transmission. Thank you so much.
It's always a joy, Bonnie. My pleasure. My pleasure.
I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond.